your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in back to KER Politics. I have a lady in the studio right now. Her name is Ella Coolidge. Ella talks about the real cost of war in her latest book, which has been published. It's entitled Trees Without Roots. It's a true story about her father and her aunt's heroic and painful journey, dodging mortars, seeing death all around them when they were children, trying to escape the Bosnian War. Ella believes it's very similar to what the Ukrainian children are going through right now. Boy, I gotta tell you, kiddo, I would certainly not wanted to have been living in Bosnia at the time you were, or certainly in the Ukraine today. You were a very brave person, as was your family. Now, what was it like hearing these stories, Ella, from your dad and aunt for the first time?
Hi, Al. So first of all, thank you so much for having me back. I appreciate it. And to answer your question, of course, it was a very emotional journey. I've always had this one perspective of my father and aunt. They're very charismatic, sarcastic, all these good qualities, and then just seeing them emotionally break down in front of me, of course, it would take a very big toll. Plus, I was only 16 years old when I first started interviewing them, and once they started unleashing all of their trauma, I could feel all of their pain and suffering that they went through. So there were a lot of tears, to say the least.
Ella, I'm curious, how is writing this book, which is a great book, by the way, how has it impacted how you feel about the war today in Ukraine?
If anything, I feel disappointed that history is repeating itself in a certain way, because when we look back at it, there's so many parallels that could be drawn from the Bosnian War and the Ukrainian situation. And so the fact that we haven't learned from what happened 30 years ago, it speaks volumes about our political situation today.
Yeah, it's really kind of a interesting situation, to say the least. I feel terribly sorry for the Bosnians. I had some friends who immigrated over to the United States from Bosnia. I've heard their stories. I got to tell you, kiddo, I would not want it to have been there. Now, you've turned into a pretty successful young lady in the sense that you're going to college, you're studying to get into medical school, you want to be a reconstructive surgeon. Let me ask you this. How has this book impacted your life in terms of your desire for your own personal future, Ella?
Writing this book was always something that I wanted to do in a literary sense. I've always had a passion for writing ever since a young age, whether it be writing poems or short stories and whatnot. And I think this was a really good experience for me because it helped challenge my creative side. And it also took a very humanitarian stance on writing because I am interviewing Bosnian refugees and their true stories. And I'm trying to encompass it in a way to make it emotionally touching for the readers rather than the essays that I've been writing in school, which is very medical and STEM focused. Mm-hmm. So I think that is the way that it has influenced me.
Now, Ella, on a personal note, your father is probably about the same age that I am. Your publicist mentioned that he was very reluctant to talk about the war in Bosnia. How were you able to open him up?
It took a really long time, to be honest. It took a little over a year and a half, almost 2 years, to get him to fully open up about his experiences, which I completely understand because on one hand, these are stories that he kept to himself for over 20 years and he didn't share with anyone except for his immediate family members, like my aunt. And also, I am his daughter, so I think in a way he was trying to protect me by not completely disclosing all this information. But once he felt comfortable and once he felt that I was ready to handle all of this, then you could tell that he was a bit more open. And I think in a way that helped strengthen our bond together.
Yeah, the one thing I would say, I happen to have three daughters and they're all about your age, Ella. And I have to say that it may be very difficult, may have been very difficult for me, for example, had I been in my parents' situation in Russia in 1917 during the Russian Revolution. I may not have been able to open up to talk about that experience as I understood it. I'm not sure why, but it's a very, very emotional situation. Ella, let me ask you this question. How has this particular book, Trees Without Roots, how has it changed your life? You've got some great ambitions, wanting to be a doctor. You're currently an undergraduate in pre-med. How has this experience of writing the book, kiddo, changed your personal life and those around you?
As I've mentioned before, I think it really helped strengthen my relationship with my father and aunt, and it also gave me this greater understanding of my own identity, because before writing this book, I just knew that I came from a mixed religious background. I'm both Muslim and Orthodox, but I didn't necessarily understand the quote-unquote burden that this title gave me, that this identity gave me. So I think by taking a deeper look into my own family history and my background, it gave me a greater sense of who I am, and as a result, I'm able to connect to people better, I found, and that I'm able to see more similarities rather than differences in other people as well.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, this book has already been published in Bosnia. You just returned from there, according to your publicist. What are you working on in Bosnia right now, Ella, as a result of your book?
Yeah, so right now, I am working with my Bosnian publisher on this project that he started called Moja Prva Knjiga, which translates to My First Book. Mm-hmm. And essentially, the financial proceeds of my book goes to help financially support another young author's book in the Balkans. We have a competition every year where young authors from any country can submit their short story or poetry book or some sort of writing that they want to get published. And if they win, then the proceeds will help publish their first book. And so we had our first festival on December 13th of last year, and hopefully we will have another one by the end of this year as well.
Well, if you do watch her and like to hear about it, there's no question about that. You know, kids in America, you're not really a kid anymore, but you were when all of this happened, when you started writing the book. Kids in America have never known what it's like to live in a country that they have never experienced an invasion. So that we have a lot of trouble as children, American children, in terms of grasping the human cost of war. Tell us a little bit about that, would you? We got about 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think that shows the power of social media here in the States, because on one hand, we're able to get information really quickly. Like when the Ukrainian war first started, we were able to get the information extremely fast. But I think on the other hand, that also desensitizes us to a lot of information and kind of dehumanizes the actual refugee stories out there, because it's really easy to accept statistics without fully understanding the grasp of how significant that statistic is.
Pretty scary. You know, I have to recommend this book to all of you parents out there who are listening. This is a book your children really, really need to read. If you want to get a copy of this book, I have put a link along with the interview I've done with Ellen here. And I have also provided you a picture of Ella so you know what this young lady looks like. I got to tell you, Ella, my personal opinion after our conversation a couple of weeks ago and after my conversation with you today is you are going to be a huge, huge asset to America. I hope you realize that, because you are doing a great service for the children and parents who live here in America who have never experienced what you have. Thank you very much, Ella.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.